You're listening to SBS News.
If ever you wanted to invest in, you know, Aboriginal art, now is the time to do it.
Toby Osmond co-manages Yamaganu Centre in Moree, a country town in northern New South Wales. Even against the backdrop of a health crisis, Mr. Osmond says business is booming for Aboriginal art and community businesses are managing well.
What's been so terrific is, you know, I'd like to think why there's been a real increase in sales is because of, you know, that message and people wanting to offer support. But I think the reality is, like in that period where people were sort of locked at home, you know, people just have started nesting a bit more. They're spending money on their homes, maybe just looking at that big blank wall and thinking, okay, let's get that artwork. And so we were able to trade in an online capacity right throughout. And yeah, selling a lot of art. Like, you know, we've seen at least a couple of $100,000 go back to community.
Moree locals say they have seen a huge increase in tourism, thanks to visitors driving through on many holidays. Many of those tourists pop into Yamaganu, a non-for-profit Aboriginal art gallery and cafe, to explore and invest in work from artists of the local Kamilaroi Nation and Aboriginal managed art centres. The gallery is owned and operated by the Aboriginal Employment Strategy and is a member of the Indigenous Art Code. Mr. Osmond says regional tourism is helping businesses stay alive and boost the economy.
Seen so many people, especially just during the recent school holidays, sort of coming through the town and starting in Moree and then just going much further west than us, you know, and then just overwhelmingly having these really positive experiences, you know, in these places. What I at least really hope is that, you know, moving forward, that, you know, people are going to remember those experiences and we will see a good sort of, you know, increase in tourism across the board to these areas.
Experts suggest a regional renaissance could be the key to economic recovery post-COVID-19. According to the Regional Australia Institute, resource and agriculture sectors are driving recovery efforts. The latest figures show new job postings in regional towns surpassed 11,000 in the month of June, a 22% increase from the previous month. Areas such as Bordertown, Donald, Cressy and Yenda have a very low number of businesses registered for JobKeeper support. In contrast, though, businesses in larger towns such as Cairns, Toowoomba, Surfers Paradise, Byron Bay, Margaret River and Barossa Valley have a higher reliance on JobKeeper. Speaking at a webinar series with industry leaders, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank representative Alexandra Gartman says the agriculture sector is showing strong resilience.
We know that a number of businesses that bank with us are doing it tough, and about one in three businesses we've spoken to has taken a significant hit to their revenue, and by that I mean more than 30%. Whilst Australians are confident and resourceful, they are relying on the agricultural sector to provide underlying and foundational resilience. Agriculture is set to continue to feed, clothe, trade and deliver for Australian communities and economies. Some of the hardest hit areas in the small business community are accommodation and food services. Four in five businesses indicating a significant impact to their revenue.
Research shows the largest decrease in the number of payroll jobs in regional areas were in locations with historical levels of structural unemployment and areas with large hospitality or tourism industries. Southeast Tasmania suffered the most between March and May, followed by Warrnambool and Southwest Victoria. A Business New South Wales recovery survey found that on average, business revenue has fallen 43% in regional towns, around half of which is due to restrictions on trade and lack of customer demand. RAI Chief Executive Liz Ritchie says businesses in small towns are rising to the challenge despite the current climate.
Regional job vacancies continue to grow at a faster rate than metropolitan areas. Regional Australia is incredibly diverse. This pandemic is having mixed ramifications across sectors and regions. I think it would have been music to everybody's ears to see the federal government's announcement to extend the JobKeeper and JobSeeker. Recovery may need to have a more targeted approach in some regional areas.
Ivan Neville is Assistant Secretary at the government's newly formed National Skills Commission. Mr. Neville says in his experience spanning three decades monitoring the labour market, this is the worst he has ever seen.
At the moment, it's actually the capital cities that are faring worse than the rest of the state areas. The unemployment rate is higher in the capital cities than in the regional areas. I've been around labour market data for the best part of 30 years, and I have never seen anything like this. So, I've lived through the early 90s recession. I've lived through the global financial crisis. But what we are facing at the moment is actually much more significant than those events.
Just last week, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg detailed the impact of the pandemic on Australia's economic and fiscal position. The forecast revealed federal budget is projected to fall from balance to an $85 billion deficit this financial year and a $184 billion deficit next financial year. Like Yama Gnu, Chief Economist Dr. Kim Horton says regional areas are well placed to help improve and revive the economy, both in the short term and in the long term.
Yes, the upside is if you're in mining and agriculture, that those ones are doing okay. New job postings are continuing to grow in regions. There are fewer infections and the restrictions are less in most regional areas. I think they really are very well placed to provide a major contribution.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.